This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Jane Metzler, and here's what's happening. A teenager charged in the shooting death of a 12-year-old boy in Northwest Philadelphia while filming a music video Saturday. Police say it happened just after 12:30 yesterday afternoon. They found the victim, 12-year-old Ethan Parker, suffering from a gunshot wound to the chest at a home in the 1500 block of East Pastoria Street. Parker taken to the hospital, where he was pronounced dead a short time later. Philadelphia Police Inspector D.F. Pace says there was more than one weapon at the home.
Obviously, there were live guns there. The crime scene also consists of some other weapons, some BB guns, some fake guns.
Four people shot, including three teenagers, on board a SEPTA bus in Brewerytown. It happened yesterday on the Route 15 bus as it was crossing the intersection of 33rd and Girard near Fairmount Park. Philadelphia Police Inspector D.F. Pace said a man confronted a group of teens who were in the back of the bus, then pulled out a gun and started firing. That man then fled the scene, going across 33rd onto Girard. One of the teens, 14 years of age, the other two were 16.
One was shot in the back, one was shot in the hand, and one was shot in the foot. All three, however, are in stable condition at this time.
Police say the other victim was a 39-year-old woman. She was grazed by a bullet. Many casings found at the scene. One of the passengers on the bus, Dasha Shukova, spoke to our partners at NBC 10 saying she was shocked. Police described the suspect as a man in his 40s. He was wearing a red hat and a black zip-up jacket. The Montgomery County DA's office investigating after it says a woman killed her husband and tried to kill her son before she took her own life yesterday. KYW's Vic Raghupathy has the details.
According to Montgomery County District Attorney Kevin Steele, Upper Dublin police showed up at a FedEx warehouse around 9:30 Saturday morning. They were called there by the adult son of 57-year-old King of Prussia resident Tanya Dupree. Officials say Dupree called her son out of work and pointed a gun at his head in her car. The son managed to wrestle the gun away from Dupree, and as a result, she fled. Police have that weapon. Around 10:15, Upper Marion police conducted a welfare check at Dupree's home in King of Prussia. That's where they found 62-year-old Robert Dupree Sr. in his bed, dead from a gunshot wound. At about 11:30, Philadelphia police found a body floating in the Schuylkill River off of Kelly Drive near the Falls Bridge in East Falls. Officials have identified the body as that of Tanya Dupree. Montco detectives, Upper Marion Township Police, and Upper Dublin Police are conducting a joint investigation. Vic Raghupathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
At least eight people hurt after a SEPTA trolley on the Norristown high-speed line struck a bumper at the end of the tracks this morning. Authorities say it happened just before 10 o'clock near the Norristown Transit Center along Lafayette Street. One of the people hurt, suffering serious injuries. The conductor was not hurt. Authorities are investigating. Tomorrow marks the 10th anniversary of the fatal Amtrak derailment in Port Richmond. KYW's Mike DiNardo spoke with one of the survivors. His world was changed forever.
Chef Eli Culp was in the second car on Amtrak Train 188 headed to New York. He had just done some texting and closed his eyes when he felt the speeding train veer to the right.
It catapulted me in the air.
Eight of his fellow passengers died, and in a split second, Culp's life would never be the same.
I turned about 45 degrees in the air, and my neck basically hit square on the luggage rack.
Culp, a celebrated chef at Philadelphia's Fork Restaurant, who was named Food & Wine's Best New Chef in 2014, was suddenly paralyzed.
It felt like as if somebody had turned their amp up to like 10 on an electric guitar and just like hit all the chords at once. And it was like, it was a sound and feeling that went through my body that I'll never forget.
Now 47, Culp has found that sense of purpose through his Chef Radio and Delicious City Philly podcasts. Culp isn't bitter about the turn his life took. He simply believes he was in the wrong place at the wrong time. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
And that's the All Local. I'm Jane Metzler. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design, plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.